This is St. Louis Public Radio. The recent mass shooting at an Orlando nightclub has Pride St. Louis beefing up security for this weekend's Pride Fest and parade. But members of an LGBT band plan to march in celebration, not fear. Back in 1997, a young St. Louis saxophonist named Gary Reynolds started the group called Band Together at a time when intimate gay relationships were not only whispered about, they were illegal. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports on how the ensemble has gone from clandestine to confident.
70 trumpeters, percussionists, and other musicians gather in the middle of South Broadway near Russell. They're members of Band Together, tuning up and practicing to march in their 20th Pride Parade, celebrating St. Louis's LGBT community.
All right, folks, real quick, listen.
Band Together founder Gary Reynolds had no idea the little concert band with a diverse playlist he formed after college would ever grow so large, 145 members in all. Reynolds was playing in another local band at the time, but he just didn't feel at home there.
I felt like no one really knew me, that no one knew my name, that instead I was known as the gay sax player. And that really frustrated me because I just wanted to be a musician.
He put a small ad in the local gay newspaper and found 9 other musicians for the group's first Pride Parade. They performed Here Comes the King, better known as the Budweiser jingle, a number they're practicing to play again in this year's Pride Parade on Sunday. Early on, Band Together also began offering 4 free annual concerts, and their versions of Star Wars and other John Williams pieces became crowd favorites. But for many years, some members were afraid to even have their names listed in the concert programs, much less march openly down the street.
We'd have a lot of people that would say, I'm not doing the parade because I'm a teacher, or I'm not out at work, and what if Channel 5 is there, or whatever TV network is there, and sees me and outs me.
Jerry Ferris understands that kind of fear. For the 75-year-old percussionist and retired chemist, Band Together was a haven away from his closeted work life.
I would have to go stag to every company function because my quote-unquote date just wasn't available on that night, and I avoided company parties, period.
29-year-old trombone player Kelsey Johnston has a very different story. Her co-workers threw a shower when she and her wife got married last year. Johnston also celebrated the milestone with Band Together friends, including another trombone player who was the first link in a growing chain.
We met a French horn player who happened to play on a kickball team. I can confidently say that every single friend that I currently have in St. Louis, I can trace back to joining this band.
Johnston found out just how supportive her Band Together family is during her first solo on the song St. Louis Blues. She dropped her slide, but recovered within seconds. Even so, band director Gary Reynolds signaled the band to play the piece again so she could perform her full solo.
I definitely had to endure comments about strapping duct tape to my trombone. You know, it's all in good fun. When you're here, it's about hanging out. It's about putting on an entertaining concert.
This year's parade entertainment also includes the song Confident by Demi Lovato. Reynolds says the choice recognizes the pride that band members feel after 20 years of celebrating difference. Today, Band Together includes a dozen straight musicians.
And that's fantastic because now it's become something I always wanted it to be, which is we're just a bunch of musicians that love what we do, and we create an environment where everyone can be whatever you want, and that's a non-issue.
Any musician who's over 18, reads music, and has their own instrument is welcome to join Band Together. No audition necessary. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.